Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Nahum chapter 3, I taught that if we are going to stand up for the Lord, there is no place for a heart that is divided between the world and God. Listen closely today. Now, there is a cause. Noah is called a preacher of righteousness. Before he gets on that ark, after preaching 120 years, there's only eight of them getting on the ark. A lot of people, I believe, probably mocked him. Stephen preached the truth, and they kill him, although in his dying breaths, he's praying for those that killed him, just saying, Lord, lay this not to their charge. I think of Jeremiah preaching the truth. One time they put him in stocks and he decided, okay, that's it. I'm not going to preach anymore in his name, but his word was in his heart as a burning fire and he couldn't keep his mouth shut and he just had to preach some more. He ends up in a dungeon. He sinks into mire, not knowing if he's going to live. All for preaching God's truth. The Apostle Paul was chased out of towns with the rest of the mission team for preaching the word. My friend, when that happens, it is not God leaving that preacher. It's not God leaving you as a Christian when you stand up for the truth. Rather, it is often Christians who have traded the truth of God for societal peace. But then that spells the loss of reward, of eternal reward, and shameless at the coming of Jesus Christ, particularly as one may see a host of loved ones falling over the precipice of eternity into the eternal lake of fire as they are judged at that great white throne judgment of God. My friend, if you're going to stand up for the Lord, just understand this. There is no place whatever for a divided heart between the world and God. God will spew you out of his mouth. Now, in our text, we've seen here a warning about women. He says, behold, thy people in the midst of thee are women. At the times, the word people is used to refer to long-standing relationships. It could be an ancestral or religious group. What determines that is the context. The context determines what it means. Now, the key to this verse in the Hebrew and Jewish life of that day is found in the word midst, M-I-D-S-T. This is the word that is used when referring to leadership. That is, decision makers among a societal group. Now, as it is used here, it is then a sign of weakness in the governance of people. When women are ruling. I told our church one time when I said that, keep the cards and letters coming.com. Now listen, when boys are raised in a feminized society and not taught to be men of both virtue and valor, they do not take leadership to fulfill the duties of manhood in a society to protect or govern it. As a matter of fact, when young guys and boys are raised in that type of a society, the usual thing that happens is that there is a regression to the point of perversion. When men do not rise up to do their God-ordained duty, women will. In the Old Testament, and again, I'm teaching the Bible, but in the Old Testament, you'll find, and you can check it out. I mean, check it out and be sure. I mean, Paul said those at Berea are more noble than those at Thessalonica, and they search the scriptures to see if those things are so. So, search the scriptures and see if what I'm saying is so. I was preaching to our high school students in our Christian school. And as a matter of fact, I believe it's those in 6th through 12th grade today. And as I was preaching to them, I said, you know, our Constitution of the United States was built on the Judeo-Christian ethic. That means Old Testament, New Testament of our scriptures. I said, there are many people today trying to tell you that the Constitution is a living document. That is a lie. I mean, that is a lie. The Constitution was put together as a document of principles, life principles, of governance, principles of governance, principles of ethics, principles of right. Because righteousness exalteth the nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. And so it's not a living document that changes with the culture, but rather it's a document with principles that are to be practiced throughout all cultures, all ages. Don't ever let an educator tell you the lie that the Constitution is a living document. It is not. But more so, don't let men tell you that the Bible has to be changed to the culture. The culture does not determine the Word of God. The culture does not determine what the Bible says. The culture does not determine how the scriptures are to be applied. My friend, the scriptures meant the same thing 2,000 years ago that they still mean today. And we need to understand that. In the Old Testament, it's considered a weakness and a mockery of no backbone men, when women would have to rise up to lead. In the Bible, it represented the decline of a nation in the day of the judges. They had left the principles that took them into the land of Israel, and the law, sacrifices, and all that that they had, they started to go into Baal worship and to other things, and they got away from the Lord. And so when something happened that helped them to turn it around, there was Deborah and Barak, and they're supposed to go fight. And Barak tells Deborah, the prophetess, I won't go if you don't go with me. Now, that sounds like a man, doesn't it? Telling a woman, I'm not going to go fight now if you don't go with me. Well, that's what happened. And so Deborah, the prophetess, tells him, okay, I'll go with you. But when I go with you, you will not get any kind of glory or credit for this victory. It shall go to a woman. And sure enough, a woman drives the stake through the general's head and kills him, and Israel has victory that day. And what I'm saying is that it seems like in Israel, when it's at its weakest points, for example, in Josiah's day, even in Jesus' day, the prophetess Anna, you have a prophetess in Josiah's day. And in the days when Israel is weaker, the prophetess comes to the fore because men just aren't spiritually strong. And it's usually a sign of the downturn of the society where women had to step into paths of righteousness that the men were supposed to occupy. In Isaiah chapter 3, verse 12, it bears out what I've just said. So if what I've just said is offensive to anybody, listen to Isaiah chapter 3, verse 12. God is speaking. He says, "For my people, children are their oppressors," just like today. Men and women are afraid to spank their children because they're afraid they'll get taken away from them because the state wants to make them wards of the state. Doesn't that sound like communism? Wards of the state instead of letting the parent operate the home the way it should be according to God's word. So he says, children are their oppressors and women rule over them. More and more women are taking a part in government. They are running for the office of president, another thing. And he says, "Oh, my people, they which lead thee cause thee to err and destroy the ways of thy paths." The result, verse 13, "The Lord standeth up to plead and standeth to judge the people." Now, God made man to lead the home. Read Ephesians chapter 5, that he is the head of the home. God made it that way. That was ordained of God. For a woman to rebel against a husband's leadership is to also rebel against God. And again, that's the truth, so I'm not going to apologize for it, but I'm speaking the truth in love because I want your home to be a good home. In the same like matter, God ordained two offices for the church, pastor and deacon. They too, both the pastor and the deacon, by the Lord's commandment, are to be men. A deaconess was a deacon's wife. It is a sign of weakness. As a matter of fact, we see it in Revelation 2 of the last days, the local church. When Revelation 2 speaks of Jezebel in the local church.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation.